This week, Indigenous people from four Arctic countries are gathered in Utqiagvik for the Inuit Circumpolar Council's 2018 General Assembly. ICC advocates for the rights of the Inuit at the local, regional, and international levels. Ravenna Koenig from Alaska's Energy Desk is there and has this report.
At the high school gym in Utqiagvik, there's a sign for the high school's Barrow Whalers and flags strung in front of it representing America, Canada, Greenland, and Russia. Over 800 people are at this event. Some of them are from here in Utqiagvik, but others have flown in from towns like Nome, Kotzebue, and St. Lawrence Island, as well as the countries represented by those international flags. You see a lot of people embracing friends that they haven't seen in a while, and the feeling is definitely one of reunion. This group was founded back in the 1970s on the idea that even though borders had been drawn throughout the Arctic, the common history, culture, and language of the people who live here unites them, and that they should have an organization that advocates for their common interests. Cordelia Kelly splits her time between Anchorage and Utqiagvik, but she made sure to be in town for the event.
As Inuit people, we have more in common with those that are, you know, east and west of us than the north and south. We really are the same people. We are one people with one shared homeland and language and a shared culture.
The ICC helps to shape Arctic policy on the international stage, like at the UN and the Arctic Council. And at this week's meeting, the ICC is talking about a whole range of issues, including food security, climate change, economic development, and language loss. They'll elect new leadership and come up with a document that will guide their priorities till the next General Assembly 4 years down the road. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.